Hello, everybody. This is Stu Smith, along with my friend and business partner, Jim Edwards. And,
hey, guys.
This is Tactical Fitness Report 55. And Jim's an interesting character. he's been an online client of mine for quite some time. And he is, in his 50s or just about to turn 50.
No, I'll be 50 next month.
All right. So he's just, almost 50. And he's pushing hard. I mean, and got in really great shape. Killer shape. I mean, he has some scores that most of my 18-year-old SEAL wannabes wish they had, so he's doing really well, and he's about to go, just for the hell of it, go do a GORUCK challenge, like a 12-hour event.
The 12-hour one, because that's all my wife will let me do.
Yeah, and if you're not familiar with GORUCK, I'm going to give them a little plug here real quick, because they are a great company. They put on some great events. This one that Jim's doing, one of the cadre, I think he's a former Special Forces guy that is really good with, or no, MARSOC.
MARSOC guy, yeah.
Yeah, MARSOC guy that is really big into history. So wherever they're going to have a historical lesson throughout this event while they're getting, beat down with logs and sandbags and backpacks and wet and sandy and all that fun stuff. So yeah. It's kind of it's a good gut check, and I'd highly recommend it, especially if you're wanting to do something in the Special Forces world. They're good team builders, good physical challenges. So with that, let's move on to this event. So okay. What are you worried about the most with this event?
Well, so I did a GORUCK event 4 years ago. This was actually right before I met you. I'd been kind of getting in shape on my own for a year. I'd had a friend of mine help me, but I did a GORUCK event over 4 years ago, and it was really tough on me. Everything started seizing up. I was cramping up. Actually had to have people help me carry my backpack for probably about 8 of the 24 miles. I had people helping me, and just it sucked. And I was that guy who everybody was looking at, like, why can't this jackass just even carry his own shit? And so
it's team building. You're only fast as your slowest person.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And so I think I've got some mental hangover from that. And I also do want to talk about nutrition during the event, hydration during the event, that kind of stuff. But I guess I've got some mental hangover stuff from that, some self-doubt. I mean, it's when you try and do anything like this and then you have that experience of not doing all that great. And it's like I've told you, I mean, I'm in massively better shape than I was back then. I mean, just night and day. But I still have the mental stuff of being worried about what happened in the past, because my frame of reference is I sucked when I did it.
Yeah.
And so those are the two things, that mental baggage and then also doing the nutrition and hydration during the event, because I got so cramped up on that thing. I think I did the last 5 miles without bending my knees. My IT bands were so bad. I literally walked that thing stiff legged I walked it straight legged for 5 miles.
Yeah. Well, and I will tell you this. Look, I've been working out with you now for several more years since then.
Yeah, it's been 4 years.
4 years, yeah. So, yeah, you're right. You're night and day. I think you're going to also be, when you get there, you're going to be pleasantly surprised with your progress over the last 4 years, that this anxiety that you have now will probably immediately go away in the first 30 minutes.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I call it like just pre-stress or pre-anything jitters, is really what you're having. And it's the same hormones that you're going through, if you were getting up on a presentation with 1,000 people, or same hormones when you can't pay a bill at the end of the month, or same hormones that, you have bullets flying over your head. They're just different volume and different emotions going through your body at the same time as well. So now you just need to, reframe that as like, all right, I'm going to use this extra energy that I have right now of anxiety and use it as I'm going to crush this thing. So it's a little bit different framing of your mind more than anything else. So I do understand the historical framework where you're putting this into, but at the same time, I worked out with you just a few months ago, and they're the hardest workouts that I do with anybody. You know, then you're hanging with me and communicating with me the whole time. I'm not having to carry you at all. You know, you're you know, you're pushing me as much as I'm pushing you. So I think you're going to be that other person this time.
Okay.
So if my pep talk helps.
No, that's good. And that's kind of what I was thinking in the back of your head, but it's, you know, if your only frame of reference is that one where you didn't do great and then you really want to do well. And I could see that applying for anybody. I mean,
absolutely.
In anything like that. I mean, it's like, hey, I wasn't doing all that great. And you got to get yourself out there and compare how you're doing to how you were.
Yeah. That's a really good point, because we get a lot of guys that, you know, go to Buds at 18 years old and they fail out, and probably for a couple of reasons. One, I don't think there may have been mature enough to make it through that kind of special ops training. And two, their level of preparation probably wasn't adequate enough, because they'd never seen the type of fitness that you can acquire by another couple of years of hard focused training. So I put you right in that group as like, you're trying it again. You know, and you're, and many of the guys that do it a second time, you know, do so much better than they did the first time, mainly because one, they've learned, two, they've learned how to train, and plus they've learned that the job that they were put into for the last 2 years sucked, and so they don't want to go back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That really doesn't apply to you, but, you know, I think some of the same emotions, but the same emotions will, because you don't want to be that person where you had to, you know, you have to get people to carry your stuff. Yeah. You know, in fact, you can be the person that carries somebody else's stuff and tell them the exact same story. Well, you know, say, hey man, I did one 4 years ago. People were carrying my stuff. Let me carry yours.
Well, you know? and that kind of went through my thought that went through my mind this morning when I was working out. And I was thinking, you know what, to really do this, I need to find the opportunity to carry somebody else's stuff at least for a couple miles, just so that I know that I really have come full circle, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. I love it. I think that's a great goal to go into this with. Right. So now let's talk about the actual event itself.
Okay.
I know you can bring food.
Yeah.
Do they give you a list of food that you can bring or cannot bring?
No.
All right, good. So here's the deal. It's only 12 hours.
Correct.
Right? I don't want to say like only 12 hours, like it's nothing, but you know,
it's 12 hours.
Yeah. If you can find some foods that agree with your digestive system, that's what I recommend first and foremost. Where people screw up with this is they'll grab stuff from, you know, some running store that's goo and some kind of high carbo, you know, mashed potatoes,
caffeine infused
crap, you know, and then they wonder why their stomach's upset when they're doing this, you know? So my suggestion has always been, do what works for you. So whatever you do during long workouts now, whatever you do after hard workouts now, you know, before workouts, take that with you.
Okay.
You know, it can be nuts. It can be, you know, Chex Mix with some M&Ms in it. You know, that you know, I got a little sugar for you, because you're going to be burning a lot of carbs in this event. So if you can replace those carbs pretty regularly throughout the event, you're not going to have that, you know, complete bonking feeling like if you are a diabetic with low blood sugar.
Yeah. For me, right? it's stuff like what I'm going to take, I got these little things of peanut butter.
Yeah.
And perfect. I got some honey packets.
Nice.
And I've got these three things of applesauce that I'm going to take too. They're good. Like little squeeze packs.
Yep.
That's what I'm going to take. Now, how frequently, like when I did the one before, there was no lunch break or anything. I mean, I was just so screwed on that one. I don't remember what the hell happened half of it. But at what points should you be doing nutrition? I mean, hydration you should be doing as you're going along, I'm assuming.
Yes.
And I've got some really good electrolyte stuff that I really like that I'm going to have a 3-liter bladder.
Because that's key, especially if you're sweating a lot. If you're sweating profusely, you need to, as much water as you're bringing in, you need to also add some electrolytes. Otherwise, it's one, it's not healthy for you.
Right.
And two, you need that just so your legs don't cramp up, you know, like they did last time.
What about how frequently should you be eating something? That was the, like, you know, when opportunity presents itself.
Yeah, I would say try to avoid feeling lethargic in doing it. You know, okay. So if you could, almost like your water, like you don't want to drink water just when you're thirsty.
Okay.
You know, it's kind of like sipping throughout. So I have seen, you know, if you can go every 30 to 60 minutes of adding one of those pack of honeys or something, and that may not be needed the first couple hours, right? But, you know, because you're probably going to be pretty carved up before you get there. You got a significant amount of glycogen in your body and your muscles and your liver. But eventually that's going to go away, especially if you're pushing, you know, pretty hard and you're anaerobic quite a bit. You know, but, you know, with these GORUCKs, you're going to be aerobic quite a bit as well.
Right.
You know, just moving out nice and steady pace for many, many miles.
Right.
That is when you're kind of, you know, more into some, you know, you definitely need your water, need your electrolytes, you know, just to kind of stay cool, you know, if you can, because you will get overheated a little bit. Anytime you're in the water, consider that a method of just cooling your body temperature down, because I know they'll get you wet as well.
Yeah.
So just, you know, as much as it sucks being soaking wet, you know, it is a great method of cooling the body temperature down. And a lot of times you decrease your body temperature, you get that second wind real quick.
Yeah.
So, you know, half of fatigue is body heat. So remember that if you're feeling overheated and if you see a puddle of water, even, or
just go roll water, in it,
just get in the water, get wet. That will help you because it's not going to be cold.
No,
you know, it's not going to be cold.
No, it's going to be really humid though.
Yeah. So a lot of water. Electrolytes, especially if you're sweating like that with the humidity. And, you know, just keep pumping the carbs, you know, and the protein's really good with that you have with the peanut butter too, protein and fat. That's a good balance. I love peanut butter in this situation. But one thing I always use for me personally that worked really well was baby carrots and apple slices.
Okay.
And that was a really good natural thing that I just made like 2 or 3 Ziploc bags and, you know, either put them in my, you know, cargo pocket in my pants or put them in my locker, you know, when I was going through training. And just in the middle of the day when you're in between those 6 hours between breakfast and lunch, made a really good, you know, carb influx of energy. That lasted a long time because it wasn't just pure sugar. You know, there's some fiber in there and good vitamins and things like that too. So
what about cramping? What about preventing it, keeping it? I mean, that's one of the things, like when I did a half marathon this past February, with 35 pounds on my back. And we were doing really well. I was doing like an 11:30 pace. And then at the 9 minute mile, it's like I got hit. Somebody hit me in the side of the leg with a bat.
So it's IT bands again?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you got an IT band issue. It sounds like that gets a little inflamed.
Yeah.
It's either inflammation or it's just electrolytes.
I think it's electrolytes. I think it's cramping because I wasn't drinking enough.
Yeah. Make sure when you go into this process, you take that foam roller and foam roll those IT bands really well the day before and the hour before the event, just to kind of loosen them up. And if for some reason you have a minute and there's a foam roller near you, wherever you are, I don't know if you want to carry it in your backpack or not, but, you know, foam roll those things. I think that will help you tremendously, you know, if you're having some foam roll issues, but stay on top of it with the humidity, a lot of hydration and the electrolytes added in there will I think probably be what helps you if you think it's cramping. But like I said, if you can stretch throughout the day as well as, you know, get down in a deep squat, you know, stretch them out that way, do a little foam IT band stretch, you know, pull the knee up to your chest, you know, this whole thing. I can't show you on my thing, but you know, bring your knee to your chest and stretch out the IT bands when you can.
Okay.
You know, because there'll be moments, you know, when you can take a minute to stretch and take advantage of those moments.
Okay. All right, so cool.
That's what I would do.
Cool. Well thank you, Stu. Awesome. Well, thank you. I will report back. I'll let you know how it goes. You know, yeah, I will.
You should be beating people 20 years your junior. So what I want you to do is grab some 20-year-old kid who thinks he's a hot shot in the first couple hours, and then you're carrying him to the finish line.
Okay.
There you go.
There you go. That'll work.
All right, cool. Man. Thanks a lot and have
thank
fun.
Thank you. Yep. Thank you, Stu.